Tomorrow, hundreds will sit for the bar exam at the Phoenix Convention Center. It's a site that's been chosen for social distancing. And officials say there'll be plenty of room to ensure the safety of the aspiring lawyers taking the test. But as KJZZ's Ben Giles reports, alternative options for the bar developed on the fly have some questioning the way the test has traditionally been taken.
More than 400 people are expected to sit for the bar exam in Arizona. But 170 applicants took a new option. They'll take the bar online in October. University of Arizona law school grad Jocelyn Tea Zamato jumped at the opportunity for the safety of herself and her family. Her mother and father are at high risk of complications from the virus.
It's a weird thing to hear like the governor say, like staying at home is best and do that if you can. And then at the same time to be told like, well, you still have to come in and everyone has to go to Phoenix and be there for 2 to 3 days, stay in a hotel, eat out, and, you know, take this test with 600 of your closest friends.
While the October test may be administered differently for those hoping to practice law in Arizona, the outcome will be the same. Attorney Patricia Salen focuses on lawyer regulations. She said allowing applicants to take the bar online is a big step, not just in Arizona. About 24 states are offering the exam remotely, either in July or this fall.
It's never been online. It's been in person. It's been administered in person. And yet here's quite a few jurisdictions now who are opting to make accommodations on the fly in a way that I think would have taken a long time to get there before COVID-19 came to town.
The circumstances around those decisions are, of course, dire and unique. But that has attorneys like Salen wondering if there should be permanent changes to the bar. In all but one state, it's the gatekeeper to the legal profession. Wisconsin is the only state that provided some law school grads with diploma privileges before the pandemic. That allows students who graduate from certain certified law schools the ability to practice law without taking the bar. Tea Zamato and other Arizona grads filed a petition asking the Arizona Supreme Court to grant diploma privileges. The court denied their request, but did offer the online alternative.
Even though the Supreme Court is saying that we have options, I mean, there's not really a great option other than, you know, diploma privilege would minimize the impact of COVID on a lot of students. And so it's kind of, you're in between like a rock and a hard place. You have to choose the lesser of two evils and go with it.
Linda Sheely, an ethics lawyer in Arizona, said the Arizona Supreme Court was right to offer an alternative. But even during a pandemic, she said there needs to be some sort of benchmark for the profession.
I don't know that you throw out the need to assure that people who are going to call themselves lawyers and be able to represent clients have to be competent to a certain level. I don't think you throw that out just because you have a concern about health. I think you can do both, and I think that's what our court has tried to balance.
Salen agrees that there needs to be a benchmark going forward. She said diploma privileges may grant too much power to law schools, but she hopes states like Arizona that created an online option don't simply default to the way things were once the pandemic is over.
If you're sticking with a bar exam, then the issue is the way we've always administered a bar exam the right way to do it? Is that still the way we should do it in, you know, 2020 and going forward?
Ben Giles, KJZZ News, Phoenix.